This is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the December 2006 U.S. employment situation. Today is Friday, January 5th, 2007. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.5%. This was because the total labor force in December grew by 326,000 to nearly 153 million, the number of employed persons increased by 303,000 to close to 146 million, there were only 23,000 more unemployed persons, which stands at 6.8 million, and the number of persons not in the workforce declined by 123,000. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more often referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, shows job growth was well above estimates at 167,000, which was 10,000 higher than the monthly average for the past 6 months. The goods-producing sector's loss of 11,000 jobs was because, no surprise here, again, the disappearance of manufacturing jobs, down 12,000 in December, while the construction sector's disposal of jobs slowed to 3,000 for the month. Natural resources and mining, which is also part of the goods-producing sector, was able to load up and pump in 4,000 more jobs in December. Once again, the service-providing sector saved the month by more than offsetting the goods-producing sector's loss with 178,000 job gain in December. The retail trade sector started to return workers in December with a 9,000 job loss. Professional and business services obviously did not seem to take any time off from their hiring in December by adding 50,000 more jobs, with 6,900 of those in management and technical consulting services. Education and health services seems immune from any losses, with 43,000 new jobs. However, home health care services, a subsector, was essentially flat with 100 fewer jobs in December, while hospital registered 10,500 more jobs. Leisure and hospitality kept the welcome mat out for new workers. It was up 31,000 jobs. Government jobs were up 17,000, with state governments adding 7,000 jobs, local governments taking in 15,000 new employees, and the federal government letting go of 5,000 jobs. No word if those were federal appointees leaving town before the new Congress took office. For those of you who are interested in conditions in the staffing sector, temporary help services employment gained 14,600 jobs in December to rise to 2,612,200, that's seasonally adjusted. For December, temporary help employment was up 0.6% from the previous month, but down 0.6% from December 2005, but that last figure is likely to change when revisions come out next month. Temporary help services employment held on to its market share of overall jobs in December at 1.92%, essentially the same point it has been for most of 2006. The recent high was 1.96% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services sector. The total number of new jobs in November was well above most estimates that ranged from a loss of 40,000 to a gain of more than 100,000, while the unemployment rate remained steady at 4.5%. It remains a tight labor market, and this is causing wages to continue on an upward track, with average hourly earnings rising by 8 cents in December, which was 0.5%. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.